This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Amy Mayer. Santa Cruz County's surf breaks are free to enjoy but worth millions. That's one of the findings in the first report to put a price on the world-renowned surf playground. KAZU's Katie Brown visited parts of this seven-mile stretch of steady waves.
The faint sweetness of blueberry surf wax drifts through the brisk morning air as Thomas Mendoza preps his shortboard in the parking lot of Cowles Beach. This is one of the busiest surf spots around, partly because it's a good place to learn. Mendoza and many others have caught their first waves here. He remembers the feeling from the front of his dad's longboard when he was about 5 or 6 years old.
And when you get your first wave and you stand up on it and you're riding it in, you know, the feeling is electric. And I knew right away I was hooked, and I was going to be hooked for the rest of my life.
While every surf spot has unique quirks, one thing is constant: the pecking order in a surf lineup.
To the untrained eye, it just looks like a group of wet-suited, you know, guys mishmashed in the ocean. But to the trained eye, there's intense organization and hierarchy.
In the lineup, locals usually dominate the front. Then come young and scrappy surfers trying to prove themselves, followed by out-of-towners waiting their turn. This dance attracts surfers of all levels, but also brings in spectators. In its new report, Save the Waves found surfing draws in 800,000 people and $200 million to the area each year. That's the positive, but there are also concerns. The quality and duration of surfable waves is changing with the climate. Sean Burns is a pro surfer who also works at Save the Waves.
Even in my lifetime, being a kid in Santa Cruz, like, I grew up boogie boarding a place that no longer breaks, just because there's not enough sand there for the wave to break far enough out to create like a rideable wave.
Burns says he hopes this report and ones to come will inspire folks to look for ways to preserve the place and sport they love.
We have photos all over the walls, and I don't think I put one of them up, but the guys, the team riders, the people.
Bob Pearson's been part of this community since he started shaping boards as a 14-year-old in the 1960s. Walking into Aero Surf, his custom board shop in Midtown, feels like entering a surfing time capsule.
Riders going back since the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and they're riding everything, big waves, small waves, and everybody's having fun. There's a lot of history here.
Pearson has overseen the production of more than 100,000 boards.
And if you look around, we've got hundreds of order forms on all these boards. We've got little short boards here. We've got medium boards, long boards, very long boards.
He was also one of the first manufacturers to adopt an automated shape machine in the 1980s. As a former pro, he's made boards for some of the best.
And up here, we've got, there's Laird's, that's actually a stand-up race board. That's 19-foot.
Pearson points to a board that belongs to legendary big wave surfer Laird Hamilton, who pioneered tow-in surfing, helped put stand-up paddleboards or SUPs on the map, and introduced Pearson to supping before there was a word for it.
And so I got on it, and the workout was phenomenal. I saw fish and everything. I was blown away how different it was, how much fun it was. It was fresh to me. It was new to me.
Today, Pearson's watching the newest boards take off. They're called foil boards. Some are totally electric, known as e-foils. Others are partially motorized, and some are powered solely by natural energy sources, like leg pumping or wind gusts.
It's about the actual feel. It has a different feel than surfing.
Dave Waynar started surfing at 8 years old. When he isn't working his 9-to-5, he's teaching lessons and selling gear out of Cove Water Paddle Surf, a Santa Cruz foiling shop.
This isn't my moneymaker at all. This is a passion of mine.
While e-foil setups are a significantly bigger investment than a surfboard, Waynar says it's worth it because he can ride that many more waves. Foilers can also get farther out beyond the break, which means swapping the traditional lineup for long-distance rides.
So we're just letting everyone know that they don't have to be in the lineup with everybody else sitting there like a buoy waiting for waves. They can be out there in a different playground experiencing something that is going to give them a unique stoke, just like surfing.
For old-timer Pearson, new toys on the water doesn't necessarily mean disrupting tradition.
Interacting with people out in the water, hoot and holler. When you get a good ride, they hoot and holler. It makes you feel better.
And that's what keeps him chasing waves.
You're out there playing, pushing the limits. Yeah, I enjoy that. So that's I'm looking forward to doing that tomorrow and the next day and the next day and next day and next day. Yeah.
In Santa Cruz, Katie Brown, KAZU News.